Based on Tuesday's election results, the Republicans will have a clear majority when the new congressional session convenes in January. This change will have a direct impact on Democrat Pat Leahy and independent Bernie Sanders because both senators will lose their chairmanships of several key committees. Retired Middlebury College political science professor Eric Davis says Leahy will no longer be able to set the agenda for the Senate Judiciary Committee.
It means that Leahy will not be in a position to be in charge of shepherding President Obama's judicial nominees through the Senate. It means on immigration reform, which is something that the Judiciary Committee is responsible for, Leahy will be in the minority and will have to respond to Republican proposals rather than use his own as the basis for committee discussion.
Under Leahy's leadership, the Senate passed a bipartisan immigration reform bill last year. It called for a long-term path to citizenship for undocumented workers, and it included efforts to secure the border with Mexico. It was never considered in the House. Leahy is concerned that many of the newly elected Republican senators won't support this approach.
It would certainly be very difficult to get a bill as well-balanced as the one we passed last year in the Senate Judiciary Committee. And that's unfortunate. It's unfortunate for the United States because we do need updated immigration policy.
Leahy says the change of leadership in the Senate will also play a major role if there's a vacancy on the U.S. Supreme Court.
The president will have a lot less flexibility on who he can name or who he can nominate to the Supreme Court because he still has to get 51 votes.
Sanders will lose his chairmanship of the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee. It's a panel that has recently reviewed problems with the VA healthcare system. Sanders thinks voters across the country were sending a clear message when they supported so many Republican Senate candidates.
What yesterday was about is the American people standing up, or at least those who voted, and it was a pretty low voter turnout, saying, you know, we're angry and we're frustrated, we are hurting, and we're not seeing folks in Washington, the president or the Democratic leadership, standing up for us. And we're going to throw these guys out and see what the Republicans can do.
Next week, Congress will hold a lame duck session, and it will offer Senate Democrats a last chance to pass legislation before the Republicans take over in January. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.